Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We're live in the studio at 1448 AM KVON Radio. We're so honored to be with you this morning, and we're excited to share the most amazing thing NAPA offers, because NAPA offers the Give Guide, and the Give Guide is special and just for us. We're starting a couple minutes behind. We had some commercials to play, so I'll skip our introductory song and jump right into the show. Napa Valley Give Guide. Today we have with us Can-Do, Hillary Zunin. Hi, Hillary.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm terrific today.
Oh,
good. How about you?
I'm doing good, doing great. And we have with us, and Hillary's a co-founder and president of Napa Valley Can-Do. And then also we have Janelle Selick.
Good morning.
Hey, so Janelle's the executive director for the American Canyon Community and Parks Foundation. So we're going to be talking about American Canyon and Can-Do in Napa Valley, which is the whole valley, right, Hillary?
It is.
It is. And so we're going to be talking about all of Napa today as we do our radio show. And I want to start out with Hillary. I've run into you lots of places and events and around town. And tell me, Hillary, what is Can-Do?
Besides the spirit that says we can do anything if we work together, Can-Do is a tiny local nonprofit. It's all volunteer. We don't have an office. We don't have any paid employees.
Oh, I love that. Oh, the money goes right to services.
We have no secret handshake. We have no dues.
No secret handshake.
You
Wait, I'm going to give you some applause. Yeah, no secret handshake.
Thank you, just applause. We started over 10 years ago neighbors helping neighbors. All the things that we used to do, Doris, when you call over the fence or go over to someone and say, can I borrow a cup of sugar?
Okay.
So one of our first initiatives was to see if we could minimize single-use plastic bags. It took us 4 years, but we got every municipality in the county to create an ordinance that eventually ruled out all those flimsy plastic bags. It made a big difference to
the environment. Used to be blowing around the freeway all the time, and now I don't see them. So bravo to you. I'll give you some more applause on that. Okay, we also have our beautiful sidekick, Julie Hamilton,
Good morning, everyone.
Hey, Julie. So you thought Christmas is the spirit of giving, and we'll talk about giving, huh?
Well, yeah, and then I just see so many. I think one thing I've learned about being with you and hanging around with you is I get to meet so many people that have a heart for this community, and
yes,
they are doing good, but each person's doing it in their own way, whether it's like someone who's taking care of the medically fragile foster children, infant babies that are born, you know, drug addicted, or somebody that's raising service dogs for veterans and with PTSD. I mean, it's like every person I meet, they have these wonderful causes that each person's really putting their heart and time into. And I thought that this is just a great way to get an overview of so many people in our community that are doing good.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. Yeah. Thank you.
And that, Julie, you've touched on something that's really interesting. When Can-Do began meeting at the library, we didn't know what our issue was going to be.
Oh.
Not education, not animals, not elders, not youth. What was it we were passionate about? And we realized that what we were passionate about was service, was helping make it easy to get people off their sofas, out into the community. No matter what their passion, we can help you find a place to put that good work.
Wow.
Because there's so many groups in Napa County doing great work.
Yes.
You don't have to start from scratch.
Amen.
That's awesome.
That's a great plan. And we also have the beautiful and dazzling Janelle Selleck. Any relation to Tom Selleck?
Unfortunately, no. If I did have that relation, we would be funding CanDo and all of these nonprofits, but no relation whatsoever.
Okay. And so you're the executive director in American Canyon for Community and Parks Foundation. That's a mouthful. What is all that?
Well, really, our foundation started just about 4 years ago out of a desire to give back to the community. And what we found is that traditionally, and what we see across the board, parks and community services are often underfunded in budget cuts. So one of the first to go.
Right.
We saw a real need in the community for a grassroots organization to support access to open space in parks, as well as park improvement programs and community services as well.
Okay.
So we've grown in 4 years to be a very robust, well-rounded nonprofit that's giving back to our community in all sorts of ways.
Okay, so how is this different than the parks program offered by your city?
Sure, great question. So we are a 501c3 nonprofit, and we really focus our mission in three areas: parks, programs, and play. And what we do with those is we have three tenets are well-rounded, and we do park improvement, so we actually do some fundraising where we partner with the City of American Canyon Parks Departments to improve our open spaces in our parks. So we've done everything from
like benches, or playgrounds.
Park bench, playground, park improvements. We just fundraised $50,000 for our outdoor fitness equipment to be located at our Wetlands Edge, which will be open to the public. So park improvements is one thing we do.
That's awesome.
Right. From a community health perspective, it's huge.
Open
to the public. And community programs are one of our main areas of focus. And what we believe with our programs is that parks and open spaces can be used to improve community health and children's education and social opportunities for the community.
Sure. And you've got this little tagline, screen time to green time. So we want to swap out our indoor screen time and move to outdoor enjoyment with our green time.
Absolutely.
What a slogan. That is a great slogan. I love it. So I'm going to come back to you in a minute, and I want to talk about your off-leash dog parks.
Sure thing.
Or if there's one, dog park or parks. But meanwhile, I'm going to zip back over to Hillary. So Hillary, you're doing the Give Guide. Tell me why you're in the Give Guide.
We started the Give Guide 7 years ago.
Okay.
It's modeled after a project in Portland, Oregon, which is huge because Portland's a big city. But we saw it when one of our members brought a copy of the catalog back from Portland. We had tea. That's our modus operandi. Our meetings are tea at Sweetie Pie's or ABC or the Oxbow. That's our office. So we had tea and looked at this catalog together and said, the community of nonprofits in Napa works so hard to fulfill their visions, each of their visions. What can we do to support those nonprofits? What can we create to help them so that they can focus on their mission, and we can create a catalog, create a website, create an easy way to make a difference, raise money to pay for bus signs and posters and buttons and magnets, and do all these things so that they can focus. Their fee to be involved in this runs from $300 to $500 only. We take care of all the work of creating it, and we take care of all the expenses. And that's with our budget, which is less than $30,000 a year.
Wow.
Because like I said, no office, no employees. Mm. The phone number is my phone number, so I may have to leave the soup in the pot for a moment to go pick up the phone, but we'll get to you.
Okay, now I see here in the Give Guide that you are a business partner with AUL.
We are.
And AUL will give, will match the first $200 donated through the gift guide. And Mechanics Bank, oh my gosh, Michael Downer and that whole crew, I love Mechanics Bank. It's the world's largest privately held bank. I didn't know if you knew that.
Wow.
So Michael Downer and his family started that. So they're going to match the first $500. So tell me, have you received any money?
We have. So November 1st, a website goes up. 50,000 of these catalogs go out. About 45,000 are tucked into Marketplace Magazine. Mm-hmm. They show up in people's mailboxes. We distribute another 5,000. On the website, you can donate or you can donate with a check. This is our seventh year. We've helped raise, to date, $1.9 million for local nonprofits.
Wow.
This year, as of this morning, we'd added $177,000.
What?
The biggest week will be the week after Christmas, and CanDo takes no fee for doing this.
Wow.
We do it because we love the service we're providing for the community, but we are, and I'll give us a plug, we are one of the nonprofits. It's funny because the first 2 or 3 years, we didn't include ourselves in the catalog. We were shy. We wanted proof of concept first. But now we are one of the 46 nonprofits.
Wow.
They go from Calistoga to American Canyon, and they cover 7 different areas: animals and community, education, arts and culture, health and wellness, youth and elders, community.
Wow.
So we've got 46 nonprofits. The money you give goes to the money, goes to the nonprofits you choose.
Wow.
Not only
that's
huge. Now, wait a minute.
I'm just like sitting here like, I'm
away.
Like,
you're a dog.
I'm just like, oh yeah, jaw dropping. Did you hear me hit the table?
Okay, so.
$2 million.
This is not a project where you need to buy a paddle. We love the Vintners. They've been one of the Give Guide's initial supporters. But you can donate $10 through this and make a difference.
Yeah.
Wow. And I can say, I want to give $10 to American Canyon Community and Parks Foundation. I want to give $10 to COPE.
Or $10 to If Given a Chance.
Or If Given a Chance. Or to one of our brand new ones, Expressions of Hope, who works with foster kids.
Yes.
So every year, we commit to making space for nonprofits who folks don't know about.
Wow.
Could I add something in about the $10? We've really taken that idea and ran with it, and we developed what we call a 10-10-15 campaign, and that's, we're encouraging 10 people to donate $10 per day, because this is about having something that everybody can donate to. You don't have to come to an event and spend $2,000. You can give back with just $10, and collectively all of those $10 donations add up and make huge impact. And Hillary, isn't that such a big part of the success of Give Guide is the breadth of all of those $10 donations and what they turn into?
It is a true community fundraiser, because it goes just where you'd like. We say, you make a choice, you make a difference.
Wow.
We make it easy.
Wow.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
Sorry, I didn't mean to jump in.
No, go ahead, Julie.
Well, I was just going to say, just to be clear, I think a lot of people, you know, we are on social media or whatever, we see a GoFundMe account, and then we were like, oh, we really want to help these people. And I honestly, myself, I never donate through GoFundMe. If I'm going to donate to something, then I will get that person's contact information and send a check. Because GoFundMe takes a percentage of, maybe 8%. So I can't remember what the exact percentage is, but a percentage of your donation, you know, to help them run.
That's
and
right.
So what I hear you saying is that you guys aren't taking any percentage out of the donation?
We are not.
Wow.
So If I write a check, every penny goes. If I use my credit card, we can't help it. The credit card company is going to take 2.9%.
Okay.
But when it's a big donor, we're going to encourage nonprofits to say to their big donors, could you please write a check?
Yes, absolutely.
Because can-do doesn't take a dime. That doesn't mean that we don't want your donations.
Yes.
Because we need your donations. But we do this all as volunteers. There are 8 volunteers who create this from start to finish.
Wow.
And every donor gets a present because it's the holiday season. So when you donate, you get an instant email or a note back that says, thank you so much. Here are gifts from local businesses. So Annette's Chocolates in January stopped by for 2 truffles.
Oh.
And Napa Valley Art Supply, Crayolas in regular or neon, I gotta tell. Wonderful gifts from local businesses who are proud to support. Ritual Coffee Roasters will give you a free cup of coffee. Tannery Bend Beer Works will give you 2 pints for the price of 1. The CIA at Copia has just signed on. You'll be able in January to go in and pick up a little gift at their gift shop.
Oh, wow.
If you give $10 or $100.
Oh, my gosh, that is amazing. So I have a question about the American Canyon Community Parks Foundation. You have some business partners also. You have Infinity Bottling will match the first $500. And then you also have Redwood Credit Union will match the first $1,500. Girl.
Yes.
Yo.
And we have one more as well. Our American Canyon Chamber of Commerce and Welcome Center will donate an American Canyon t-shirt, a Welcome to American Canyon t-shirt for anyone who donates $100 or more.
So tell me, have you raised any money yet? This started November 1. Tell me you've at least got $50.
Oh my gosh, yes.
We $100?
Have, yes.
$1,000?
Yes.
What?
Yes. We have, in total, with our first match from Infinity Bottling, we have over $1,500, and we're getting really close to that $2,000 threshold that will kick in then for Redwood Credit Union as well. So we are so grateful for those business sponsors. For all of us nonprofits, the business matches mean so much, and it just enables us to stretch those resources a little bit more.
Oh, yes, and a free t-shirt. Boop, boop, boop.
Yeah.
So, I mean, who doesn't like a gift with purchase, right? Everything on TV. Buy this mop right now. It's $19.95. And if you act right now, we'll send you 2. I'm like, fool. I don't need 2 mops, you know, right? But anyway, yeah, but still, don't you like getting something free? And I'm looking for my credit card because I'm like, okay, well, I want that free gift. So who doesn't like a free gift? Okay, November 1 to December 31. So you can do it right now. You can donate to the Give Guide. Now tell me, how hard is it to do this?
You can write a check if you like to write a check using the catalog. There's a page.
So how do you do it? I don't know how to do it.
There's a page.
I don't have the catalog, so now what do I do?
How about stopping by the library?
Oh, I don't want to do that either.
Or
is there an online way to do this?
You can go online to candogiveguide.org.
Okay, let's stop right there. Hold on.
G-I-V-E.
Okay, it's C-A-N-D-O.
Give Guide.
GiveGuide.org.
Correct.
Go there. Then what? A page opens?
A page opens. It will be a little bit like an Amazon experience. You'll go to news and give them $12 and click donate. And then you'll go over to St. Helena Preschool for All and give them $10.
Now, how many of these are in the Give Guide?
46.
Okay. So when I open the web page, okay, and the web page is CanDo, C-A-N-D-O, G-I-V-E, GUIDE.org. I go there and open the page, and now I have a listing of my choices.
You'll see a photograph and 50 words about each of the nonprofits.
So I have 46 choices, 46 photographs and 46 like sentence.
Donate. Yes.
You know, here's what is a Rionda house. So here's a little word that tells me what is Puertas Abiertas. And then here's, now I know it's Puerta Abiertas, but then there's a little word about it. Do you want to help the community that is trying to integrate into Napa, help our Latino and Hispanic communities? Or what is a farm worker foundation? And so then there's a little plop about it. If I don't have the magazine, and we have people sitting at home right now that have already thrown away the magazine, I don't know what it is, I'm not going to do it. Okay, I have news for you. You don't need the magazine. Right? Forget the magazine. Forget the trash and the mailers and the stuff you throw away. You're on your computer right now. You're listening to KVON Radio on your computer right now. Now, go to candogiveguide.org. Pick out one of these 46 and give them $10.
Or how about you give $10 to everyone?
Well, okay. I mean, that'd be $460. That would be give up your lattes for the year. It's no big deal.
The nice thing is you can, as they say, drill down. If I click on the picture of American Canyon Community and Parks Foundation, I'll go to a separate page that tells me more about them,
nice.
Allows me to click and ask them a question, gives testimonials, and also offers other ways to help, where they might say, here are three places where we need volunteers, or we need a new printer. So it's not just about the money. The goal of the Give Guide is to raise awareness and to raise funds to encourage collaboration between these nonprofits and to inspire an ever larger community of givers by making it so easy to give.
Now, have you seen more collaboration as a result of the Give Guide? She's smiling.
We've seen a couple of unintended consequences that have been great. One is the first year we had 17 business partners among all the then 40 nonprofits. This year, there are over 75 business partners who are involved.
We've
also seen nonprofits like Parents Can, who have collaborated with five or six other nonprofits this year to put up a kids' art show at the library all this month. It's called Create Kindness. And the children were asked to create art that illustrated what they thought kindness looked like or felt like. And that was a collaborative project of Parents Can and other Give Guide nonprofits.
Wow. So there are quite a few people in here, but one of the new ones is really, really dear to my heart, and that's Expressions of Hope. If you're listening today, throw $10 on them, please. Because they support foster care. And as a foster mom, I've had over 200 teen boys live in my house. And I am a radical supporter of Expressions of Hope. Peggy Smith and her husband, Tom, are fearless leaders. And they're always trying to buy diapers and things for the families. So the way foster care works is I might call you today, Julie, if you're licensed, and ask you, you know, I've got a 2-year-old toddler here. She's still in diapers, and, you know, her mom was just whatever, went to jail or whatever. And there's no family to take this toddler. Can you take the toddler? Well, you're like, well, sure I can, but I don't have diapers, and I don't know what she eats. I don't have baby food. I don't have things for a toddler. I don't have toys, toddler toys. And so we call Expressions of Hope. Boom. They come to your house, they bring diapers, they bring toddler toys, they bring little cute little table and chairs for the toddler to sit in and play and color. And that's what Expressions of Hope do. And so we get donations several times a year from Vans Shoes, and they get all size shoes from size zero and children, toddler, all the way up to teens. And then all of us that are foster parents, we go down there. Now, I take teen boys, and we don't get a whole lot of you know, men's size shoes, but we do get a whole lot of children's shoes. And then we get pajamas from the, you see it on TV, the bedding stores that do the pajamas and toy drives and shoe drives. We get all that. So Expressions of Hope is really, really important. And then I saw one other in here that's a really good friend of ours, Rochelle Heskett with the Canine Guardians. And we just love her to pieces. And she does so much good in training those dogs to meet the needs of our PTSD soldiers and former military, as well as other people too. And she's always training puppies and looking for puppy foster homes. And as I turn these pages, I see every one of these 46 nonprofits that I know and love and know somebody that is involved in that. The only one on the whole list that I did not know was American Canyon Community and Parks. That is a new one for me. I was not aware that you have that foundation, and it's very exciting to know that you're working hard for our children in American Canyon, our families. So tell me, do you have a dog park?
We do have a dog park in American Canyon.
See, I knew that already. So let me do the dog bark. Okay, tell us about it.
So our dog park is in our Veterans Park area, which is off of Broadway in American Canyon. And it's a lovely park with a playground right next to it, as well as a barbecue picnic area so families could come and spend the day and play in the park and bring their dogs and hang out and have a good time.
Is this the one right on, like, Highway 29?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the one I've been to.
Yeah.
So when you're heading south on Highway 29, when you're heading south, this park is on the east side of the road. Would be on your left if you're heading south, and it's just past, is it just past the what's it just past?
It's just before the McDonald's, if that's what you were thinking.
Before the McDonald's and just past the red light. So
past American
Canyon. I turn right and get my Starbucks right there by the grocery store.
Yes.
Then I go back through that light and cross 29 and then turn right, and the park's right there. That is a wonderful little chain-linked fenced area for dogs to play. And I'm so proud of you for stepping up and making that dog park.
Well, sure. That is actually owned and operated by the city of American Canyon. But I have to mention that one of the most popular places that people bring our dogs in American Canyon is to our wetlands area. There's about 10 to 12 miles of trails out there.
But that's on leash.
It is on leash
but
for the dog safety.
But it is beautiful. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Your wetlands and your walking area out there is just majestic.
Yeah, it really is.
And that trail goes all the way down, I think, past Green Island Road.
It does, yeah.
Yeah, because I have property on Green Island Road, and you guys walk by us.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's really cool. So you're really smacking it. Well, what are some of the things you want to do through your organization, through your foundation?
Sure.
What are some of your projects coming up that people can be excited to give for?
Absolutely. Well, we are very excited this year to be kicking off an environmental education program in the schools. So we actually were the recipient of a Napa Valley Vintners grant that's helped us spearhead this project.
Okay.
And so we have a pilot program called Watershed Explorers that we're kicking off with one of the other Give Guide nonprofits. That's the Resource Conservation District. And so we're partnering.
Oh, okay.
It's an excellent example of partnership. And as a side note on the conversation before, one of the things that we've gotten out of being involved in GiveGuide is just this shared vision and excitement of the nonprofit community. So we're very grateful. But we're doing a lot of work in after-school enrichment programs, and our Watershed Explorers program will get kids out of the classroom and into our wetlands. It is one of the most biodiverse areas in the region, so it's excellent for learning, and we're really excited to help kids take classroom concepts and see them in real life and get opportunities for hands-on learning. So that's a four-part series that will be kicking off starting this February. And the goal is that every fourth grader will take part in this program as it grows. Wow. So it's
that's
very exciting.
Awesome. Well, I see also in here the table. The table is so important to me. I help, I cook, I serve at the table, serving our working poor, veterans, struggling families with children. You see every walk of life come in for their daily lunch. And I see Chris Craker is doing the first $1,000 match on that one. He's a wonderful friend of mine, local architect, and he is the lead of our table service that we do once a month for Napa Rotary. And Teens Connect is in here. That's Jenny Olson. That's kind of a new nonprofit in the last few years for the Valley, but just such an important organization. There's COPE, Aldea, News. I mean, there's no end to all the ways, whatever you want to give to, if you want to give to the elderly and help Molly's Angels, or CASA, another way to give for foster children, Pause for Healing. There's so many organizations. And one that I was looking for was the Farmers Market.
And they are here.
I think they're in here, right?
They are. We had a fabulous collaboration the last couple of years. Farmers Market, under David Leyland and Kara May, have offered Gift Guide Goes to the Farmers Market. And we've had, the first weekend
there
in
is.
November, we had 26 of our nonprofits were tabling at the Farmers Market.
Oh, my gosh.
So it was an amazing opportunity for the community to meet them, chat, sign up to volunteer. We didn't take any money. I'll tell you something else. You'll like this. We have the first week in November, a celebration, a kickoff celebration. It's been at the Hampton Inn, your neighbor right here at KVON. It is free. It is open to the public. It is food and wine and beer and music live, and there's no fundraising. It's just a party for the community that Candu puts on to say, we are in this together.
Wow.
This is a wonderful thing to celebrate because so many nonprofits are doing such good work. The Vintners help provide the money to make that happen. AUL and Mechanics Bank, two of the other Give Guide guardians, as we call them. Napa Recycling and the City of Napa. And this year, Blue Oak School are all the folks who have one-page ads in the catalog, plus the $300 to $500 fee that the nonprofits pay, and then Candu makes up all the difference for everything else that we do.
Wow, that's awesome. Well, the Farmers Market is so important to Napa to bring that local fresh produce. Now, I know people say, I can't get my produce at Whole Foods or Trader Joe's or my grocery store. But that is produce that comes in on a truck. That is not supporting our local farmers. And I have other people say, I met a farmer there from Stockton. Well, I'm sorry. Stockton to me is local. That's Northern California. It's local. It's not driven up here in a truck from Mexico or shipped over on a ship from China. That is local produce. And I just applaud what our farmers market does in the rain, in the heat, in anything. So you guys go to CANDO, CANDO, Give, GIVE, Guide, GUIDE, CANDOGiveGuide.org right now, and you pick out which one of these 46 you're going to give $10 to. Bam, in it and done. I'd love to see how much comes in today because of this.
Yeah.
And so we're here today with Janelle Selleck, Executive Director of the American Canyon Community and Parks Foundation, as well as Hillary Zunin, the co-founder and president of Napa Valley Can Do.
Yeah, I have a question. My question is, okay, this is 2 months out of the year, right? We're talking about November and December. You said at midnight on December 31st, the give guide is done for the year. What is Can Do doing for the other 10 months of the year?
What a fine question. And I didn't even slip her $10 under the table.
She did not.
That's a great question. First, the website that Doris has been mentioning is up all year.
Oh,
you can always, you can't donate through it, but you can use it as a resource and get in touch with all those nonprofits. The rest of the year, one of our biggest projects involves food insecurity. Mm. We have three pieces because Can Do is looking for unmet community needs.
Wow.
Every Saturday, we have volunteers from Can Do. Sign up, please, with us. You go to the farmers market. You go around to the vendors who all know we're going to be there. And you say, what would you like to give to us? We'll get it to the food bank and to the homeless shelter. So at the end of every Saturday farmers market, we get a couple of thousand pounds of food donated by generous vendors who are saying, I'm not going to take these strawberries back to Stockton. I'm not going to take this lettuce back. I don't have another farmer's market.
I got to give you, I just keep giving you applause. You are just blowing me away.
That's prong number one, okay, to avoid food waste. Number two, we have a large organic garden. The space is given to us by Coventry Presbyterian Church.
Oh.
Everything that comes out of that large garden goes straight to the food bank.
Wow.
And 3 years ago, we started something called Can Do's Napa Valley Food Project. In neighborhoods, we have folks who go out and give a green bag to anybody who says, I'll be a donor. Well, what's that mean? It means that every 2 months, someone will come by your house, you take that green bag, you put in it non-perishable food that you'd like to donate to the food bank. You leave it outside your front door. Our volunteers pick it up, take it to the food bank, leave you an empty.
Oh,
and
wow.
2 months later, they come back. We started this because the food bank gets lots of donations at Thanksgiving and Christmas, but hunger never takes a holiday. People are hungry all year long.
Yes.
So now every 2 months, we bring in on a Saturday morning, it's this Saturday, 10,000 to 12,000 pounds of food.
Wow.
We've brought in almost 200,000 pounds of food since we started 3 years ago. And as a family can bank on budgeting if they know how much money they have coming in, the food bank now has a steady stream of food coming in. We have more than doubled the amount of donations they were receiving before Can Do started the Green Bag Project.
Wow, that is
well,
huge.
Yeah, the Green Bag, that was such a beautiful thing. And my neighbor signed me up, and I participated in the Green Bag, and I was faithful every 2 months, and then I got busy, and then I forgot. A couple times the Green Bag was inside my house because I put it together the night before, but then I'd forget to put it on my porch. I was just the absolute failure of a model client for the Green Bag program. But I'm sure there are more disciplined people. I had no trouble filling up the green bag, but then I couldn't struggle it on my porch. I'm just like so stupid on that.
I think it's also fascinating because, you know, you do like the postal drive and everything, but once a year. And I have a feeling that when you do it once a year, people are kind of putting like, go in the cupboard and look for all their expired items, you know, like putting it in there. And I love that it's every 2 months because you're getting probably fresh stuff. And
yeah, because they also gave me a list. They said some of the most popular things are pasta sauce and noodles and boxed macaroni and cheese. They gave me a list of, and so I could take the list into my pantry where I buy from Costco or whatever. A whole case of macaroni and cheese or pasta sauce. So I could get a pasta sauce and some noodles and some macaroni and cheese or cereal. I remember they had cereal on there.
Cereal is costly. Any food that you'd feed to your family right. is a good choice.
Yeah.
But that's another unexpected consequence. The first green bag, you clear out those oddball things that have been in the back corners. Mm-hmm. They were hostess gifts.
Yeah.
They kind of might be out of date.
Yeah, a bottle of capers.
Yeah. But Shirley King, the executive director over at the food bank, says that the quality of food they're getting now is phenomenal because part of our program is about low sodium, packed in water, not fruit syrup. If you're buying juices, buy 100% juice.
Yeah.
And a ton of what we get now is all organic because people
great.
Are trying to buy Aww. The best quality food and not assume that because you're in need, you should eat the rubbish that nobody else wants.
Right.
So good.
Oh,
so
that
good.
Is so wow. amazing. Okay, well, let's flip back over and hear a little bit more from American Canyon. So your goals this year, you want to participate in training for children in schools. So tell us a little more about that.
Sure thing. Well, we really believe in the power of the outdoors to enhance education. And so not only...
What's your little slogan?
Oh, our Screen Time to Green Time campaign. Yeah. So that started just over a year ago with the goal that we would help our community collectively spend 10,000 hours outside by this summer, 2020.
I love that.
Oh, my goodness.
And so we've far exceeded that because we just reached our 10,000 hours. We're there 5-6 months early.
Wow.
So we're really excited about that. And so we're revamping the campaign now to expand it even more, continue to encourage people to get together out in the outdoors, but also provide some resources for families who are, saying, gosh, this is really hard to get my kid off the screen. And mm-hmm. we hear constantly from parents like, once I get them off the screen, my kid's a different person. Or it's really hard to get them outdoors, but once they're outdoors, they have a great time
wow.
and they come home refreshed and
yes.
re-energized. And so we want to help support parents in how they balance this.
Yeah.
And sometimes that can mean using your screen in the outdoors. What are some cool ways to do that? What are some of the cool outdoor apps that can actually encourage you to get outdoors? So it's a matter of providing the support that parents need and also making people aware of the statistics on screen time use. Our kids these days spend 6 to 8 hours in front of a screen. They learn on a screen in school,
yeah.
they do their homework on a screen, mm-hmm. and then they're spending their leisure time in front of a screen.
Yeah.
And when you add all that up, we're seeing a lot of changes in children, in a lot of emotional changes.
Sure.
The depression rates have skyrocketed, physically obesity rates have skyrocketed. And so we're just here to talk about how we balance that out and help our community reconnect and get all of the amazing benefits that come with that. Social,
so
emotional,
amazing.
Physical, and all of that.
I love it. That is fantastic.
Hugely important. I have a question about how you record those hours spent outside.
Yes,
and
I was wondering the same.
Because when we used to have a reading assignment in my class, ninth graders that year, it was, you need to read 1,000,000 words. And the kids would figure out how many words there were in a book. How do you have kids document? Yeah, I spent half an hour outside today.
Yeah, we do. We actually have, through all the programs that we run, we keep track of how many people come, how many hours are spending out there. But even more importantly, we encourage the community to tell us how they're spending their time outdoors. So on our website, which is acparks.org, we have a link where you can go and click a little button. It takes less than a minute, and you can enter what you've done outdoors. If you spent the day hiking with your family, tell us about it. We want to hear about your hours. And so we're taking input from the community as well as adding up all of the hours that people spend in our program, which is thousands and thousands and thousands of hours, in our after-school enrichment programs, our themed hikes that we do throughout the year.
Wow.
And all of those collectively add up. And so we're
okay.
just thrilled to see our community. We know we're more connected, we're happier, we're healthier when we all spend time outdoors.
Oh man, that Excellent. Is so true. I just love that. All right. So we're coming down to the end of our time. Julie, one last question from you.
Oh, I do have one last question. And what was it? I just was going to ask you what you were talking about, and then I lost it.
That outdoor ed and keeping track of your time. I know your child has just started going to a new school that has a big outdoor component.
Yes, yeah,
mention that.
Oh, yeah, Napa. For sure. Napa Christian Campus of Education, and they have a farm there where they're, you know, working on the farm every day, and they have a garden there where they're working on the garden every day. And the play, I love it because, you know, we have to let kids be kids, and I love that the school she goes to, they don't assign homework.
Wow.
Because they want children to be children. And, you know, you can't have a child that's working 6 to 8 hours at school every day and then come home. And I hear horror stories of, like, fifth graders doing homework till, like, 10 o'clock at night. You know, when do they have time to be a children, you know, a child? And so I love that your program really allows them to be children. And that's not what I was going to say, but I can't remember. It was such a good question, too.
I do. But I really love your focus on the outdoors.
I do, too.
Do you remember when you were a child and you laid in the grass and you made shapes out of the clouds? Yeah. And you looked at the clouds and you said, oh, that's a dog barking. Oh, look, that one's a tree. Yeah. And then you would try to help your friends. You're all laying looking at the clouds. Yes. And you try
see
to help your friends
that imagination.
Find the tree or find the butterfly.
Yeah.
And whatever it is, I mean, you're looking at the grass and digging through the grass and looking at the the small organisms, the ants and the bugs and the beetles and the things in the grass. And we just have to get a little more back into that.
We do.
And it helps me having dogs because my kids, you know, the dogs want to go out and play. Yeah. So that's very helpful for me with my teen boys. But I get teenage boys that have never been outside, never played.
Yeah.
And I get teen boys that have never ridden their bike and have never gone down to the park. And I tell them, you're locked out of the house. It's Saturday. Have a good lunch. Take your water bottle with you. And you have to play at the park until 3. And they'll say, what am I going to do for 3 hours outdoors? And I tell them, well, the dogs are going to tell you what to do. So they take the dogs on the leash, the bicycle, the basketball. They go to the park from 12 to 3 on a Saturday, and they come back and they're just laughing and they're whole new people.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
All lit up. Yeah.
All lit up.
So good.
And
really
we
amazing.
Do not have in our home any of that game stuff. We don't allow it. We don't have the machines or the things that you play the games on.
Video games.
No. We don't have any of that. So I'm here today with Hillary Zunin and Janelle Selleck, and of course my sidekick, beautiful Julie Hamilton. But I'm going to tell you, this has been so informational, so educational, and timely and precious to hear more about the Give Guide, to understand more about the Give Guide. And I just remind you, if you're at home and you threw your Give Guide away, no fear, go online. It's candogiveguide.org. It can't be easier. So Julie and I have a meeting after this. We'll go next door and we'll each give you $10.
Thank you so much.
Give you $10, and I challenge everyone listening. I know there's 4,500 of you this morning that hear our show, and if every one of you gave $10 today, that's amazing.
Lovely.
Yes,
amazing.
I love that.
I like,
and we
the
need
challenge.
To
it all
yeah,
adds up.
We need to add it up, and we need to make it work. So, closing thought or comment, give you 30 seconds.
Well, I just want to give a huge shout out to Hillary and Give Guide, because being a part of one of the 46 nonprofits involved, it means so much to us, because when we tap into the energy and enthusiasm of Can Do, we feel like we can do anything.
Absolutely.
So many of our nonprofits get by on shoestring budgets, and when we stretch our resources and collaborate, we all are more successful. So thank you.
I love it. Thank you. Hillary, closing thoughts or comments?
You want to help? We make it easy.
Love it.
Napa Valley CanDo.org. Come visit us. We'll send you a weekly email that gives you ideas about how you can easily get involved.
I love that. It's so precious.
Guilt-free volunteering.
There you go.
I like
All
it.
Right. Awesome. Julie, any thought or comment?
No, just NAPA, keep being generous. Our community is amazing.
So generous.
So many good hearts. And so just keep following that passion, keep being generous, and just keep being who you are, because you're amazing.
There you go. It is such an honor to live and serve and work and play in this beautiful city.
Yes.
And I'm sure you feel the same about American Canyon.
I'm
kind of city-dominated city of Napa. So we'll see you next Monday, same time, every Monday. Such an honor to be with you this morning. We'll turn it back to a few of our commercials. Woo!